Welcome back to the Western Metal Supply Building. This is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to the show. Our thanks to Captain Jack Ange for stopping by a little earlier. And we welcome now another special guest to the Cholula hot seat this time.
Uh-oh.
On a hot seat, huh?
Is it hot over there?
I can feel it already.
We've got Dave Oster, the president of the Lake Elsinore Storm, and I believe a part of the ownership group, too, at this point, right?
Yeah, I own, like, the eraser and pencil sharpener and, you know, a couple chairs. That's about it.
That's more than I own of anything related to a sports team. So how you doing today, man?
I'm good. Great to be here.
Good. Well, the news came out today that the Padres have extended their relationship with the Padres' high single-A affiliate, the Lake Elsinore Storm, through 2016. And I had to think this was just a no-brainer for both parties, right?
Yeah, you know, we've had a 14-year tradition with them so far, and you had put a lot of good players out. In fact, just ran into Jake Feevey out there before I came over here, and he was one of the starts. You know, him and Xavier Nady were the two big guys in 2001 when we first joined the Padres and won our California League championship the first year that we'd switched over from the Angels. So with our location and just being, you know, an hour up the road, it really has been a great marriage, and we've had some great success with the Padres.
The location's about as good as you can make it. I mean, less an hour and 15-minute drive from this ballpark to that ballpark. It's absolutely perfect for rehab assignments, and I've been up on some of your Wednesday hot dog days. So, when they're out of town, I run up there.
Yeah, it's you know, minor league baseball at its best, and something going on every night. And it's, you know, and
plus it's a beautiful ballpark. The Diamonds,
it's 20 years old, and yeah, it's
a great ballpark.
You know, our field was you know, field of the year for the last 5 years. We the ballpark's in great shape at 20 years, and a lot of people come in here. I wish I had a dollar for every time they say, this thing's 20 years old. Right. I can't believe it. And so, yeah, it is. Like you said, Bill, just the location of where it is and, you know, just kind of a heart with Lake Elsinore right now is the fastest growing city in Southern California. So that's it's really taken off in our area. And then just a little bit to the south, Temecula and Murrieta have, you know, really expanded over the last couple of years and really San Diego related. So, you know, the branding is very important. I mean, of course, for the Padres and for the fans and what goes on in the field, but business-wise, too, that, you know, we really want to brand that area as San Diego.
Right. Because
that's where most people go. That, you know, we don't like to go really much north, you know, of Corona. So then you hit the 91 and towards that territory. So, you know, you see that a lot of that Lake Elsinore, Murrieta, Temecula crowd likes to come down south. So that's what we're going to work on even more with the Padres and developing more branding programs together in the future.
Plus, if you're a San Diegan and you want to take, like, a day off to go up and see a minor league ballpark, you've got Old Temecula that you can visit. You've got – there are a lot of things in that area to visit, like Lake Elsinore.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
There are a lot of recreational and nice places to –
the wineries are
right.
Popping
the
up
wineries,
there,
right.
Minor league
right,
Napa. Right.
Plus the Padres of the future.
Right, exactly.
That's
but
the
I
biggest
mean,
thing, right?
But I mean, where the Storm is situated – is a perfect place for a San Diegan to go up there and spend a day and be able to see a lot of different things and then see a great ballpark at night.
Well, I know plenty of San Diegans who've gone up for Thirsty
right.
Thursdays. That
and
seems to be a
hot dog Wednesdays.
pretty popular. So tell us, who are some of the interesting prospects that you got to see this year that Padre fans might want to learn a little bit about?
You know, a couple of no-brainers that, you know, people have already been talking about, Hunter Renfro. Of course, the first-round draft pick from a couple years ago as our right fielder had a great season for us. And he's got legitimate pop, you know, big kid. And, you know, he's still going to, you know, have to learn the game a little bit more in Double-A. But, you know, he started off a little bit slow with us, but then really took off, and his power numbers were great. You know, Joe Ross, Tyson's brother, had a great season. You know, that guy's a big leaguer, you know, just waiting to happen too. And then, you know, in the second half, a couple other names that, you know, maybe not – known quite as much, but Brandon Auger, who came in and closed for us right. after Trevor Gott got traded in the Houston Street deal over to the Angels, and Auger stepped in and had a great season for us. In fact, he was our pitcher of the year for the Storm. And then also Colin Ray, who is a starting pitcher for us. We had him some last year, and he scuffed a little bit, but this year you could just see the growth, and you know, it's amazing sometimes what a year makes. And I actually even talked to him and said, you know, what's the difference? He goes, you know, I just felt more confidence and more confident, more comfortable, and feeling like I could compete and do this. So that's what sometimes it happens at each level. You got to figure it out and make those adjustments
right.
and keep
before
going.
Before you move on.
Yeah.
Right.
So Colin Ray, you know, great season for us, was with us all year. Another kid, Brian Rodriguez, it's been another pitcher, you know, big kid and 6'4", 6'5", good stuff. So, you know, we've got legitimately, you know, six or seven prospects that came through Elsinore this year.
Plus the shortstop.
Yep. Boris, that was an all-star and went up to double A and did well there too. So, you know, we've got a couple position players to go along with some pitchers. So hopefully these guys will get up here. And as we said in the release, you know, we want to be a big part of bringing a championship to San Diego and, you know, kind of, you know, help them spur that. And we feel like, you know, you got to start it at the minor league level and teach them some things and in a winning environment, and hopefully that will then transcend here into San Diego.
So are you already thinking about who's going to be on your roster next year?
Well, I think there's a guy here right now at the ballpark that is our first-round draft pick for this year, Mr. Turner, that I think we'll probably see next
year.
Hunter
Renfro last year made the jump, didn't go back to Fort Wayne, came to you guys, and I'm thinking they're going to probably try to do the same thing with Trey Turner.
Yeah, you know, I think he just turned 21 or so, so you know that's about the right age for the Advanced A League and the California League. And I heard a lot of good things about him, so sounds like from the team that, you know, Fort Wayne made the playoffs as well too. So I think that with what we had from this year that we might be left over, that might not move up, plus the addition of the Fort Wayne guys, we should be very competitive again next year.
You'll see Jake Bowers?
Yeah, I've heard that, that could happen too.
He'll probably be the youngest player in your league.
Yeah, there's you know, you'll get sometimes guys that are, you know, 19, 18 years old, and you know, it doesn't happen a whole lot, but once you start to get that advanced A level, that's where the boys start to become men, and you're starting to see some real good baseball.
Jake Bowers, he started this year. He was 18 when he started at Fort Wayne and made the All Midwest League All-Star team on the same day, I think, that he turned 19.
Yeah.
So that's he's quite a prospect.
Yeah.
Plus, he's from Southern California, something else you can sell.
Even better, yep. That's always good to see.
Right. Always selling it at that level.
Yep.
Really good stuff. We're talking to Dave Oster from the Lake Elsinore Storm, and obviously it's always great to go see the big leaguers of the future, but obviously the fun part about minor league baseball is the fun promotions and everything you guys do. What were a couple of the really fun things that you guys did this year that kind of stuck out to you?
Oh, jeez. You put me on the spot now. I think what's the best one? That was a tough one. We did. We actually did it. We had a Napoleon Dynamite night that went over very well. The movie that was, I think it's now 10 years old or so, and we got a lot of play on that from the media. And typical one of the fun things that we added this year was on Tuesdays. Bill, you'd mentioned the Wednesdays and the hot dogs, but this year we added TNT Tuesdays, which is taco and tall boys. So you can get a $2 taco and a $3 tall boy can of beer. So that's what we added on Tuesday, and that one really took off well for us this year too. So every night we try to have something that is unique and fun to draw people out to the ballpark.
Lake Elsinore is a lot of fun. I love getting up there. In fact, I only got up there twice this year, and I do enjoy going up to Lake Elsinore.
Cool. Well, Dave, thanks so much for stopping by. Really, really happy to talk to you. Congratulations on the extension. I know everybody in the organization is really excited to continue this relationship and see it blossom like it has for the past several years. So thanks so much for stopping by. Really appreciate your time.
Appreciate you having me. And, yeah, we're looking forward to another couple years with the Padres and some continued success in Lake Elsinore. And let's get us a World Series here in San Diego.
Right, exactly. Thanks to Dave Oster on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap. For a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano, check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. We'll be right back with more Padres Social Hour right after this.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
More Padres talk continues next from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.